T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
He's against God. He's against guns.
Our law enforcement officers are not an occupying force.
The violent crime rate here is just not tolerable right now.
The left lies. They lie about everything all the time.
The Republicans are nickel and diming our children.
Yo, will we get a deal today? I don't know. Nancy Pelosi doesn't seem to want to agree to anything. That's kind of where the world stands on your Friday morning. Schools are closing down except to virtual reality. And now we find out that people are dying and having seizures after drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, what is
that about?
Do people
know that hand sanitizer is not a food?
I was
or
confused.
Beverage.
Right.
I mean,
it says right
I'm pretty
on
sure it.
It
says on there you don't consume.
Not for consumption, even if it comes in what looks like a liquor
bottle. I don't
even
like
want it
on bottle. My hands, to be honest. I'm not a hand sanitizer
that's
person.
Fair.
So, I mean, but I'm not putting it on my hands. It certainly wouldn't cross my mind to ingest it. But what is wrong with people?
This seems dumber than the fish tank cleaner people at the beginning of it all.
I think you're right. I think you're right. More proof that you can't fix stupid.
The
you
chemicals
do,
in that
can't.
Hand sanitizer just give me a headache. It's just a personal thing
the
for me.
Smell.
I just avoid it. And I never put it on my, like when kids are little, like I know that some have alcohol, some don't, blah, blah, blah. And you should know the difference and read it. But kids would have it on their hands and they've got their hands all over their face or they lick their hands or something. And it's like, I don't want that on my kid.
Yeah.
But
no thanks. And in the meantime, you might have to give up your TikTok, which is a big problem. Let's get to our guest, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Welcome to the jungle.
Jim Carafano joining us this morning from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Hey, the clock ticking on TikTok.
Clock is ticking. I made that joke earlier. Thank you. They made fun of me, but they like you.
There you go.
We like it. Oh,
well, yeah.
The joke still. The joke.
TikTok for TikTok.
You know, the president's taken a lot of heat for this, but I said if he did things for, like, political calculation, the last thing you'd want to do is hack off every 18 to 30-year-old in America the month before an election.
Look, I think it's very clear that the U.S. strategy of pushing back on China has nothing to do with politics. First of all, the administration has been tough on China for 4 years, so this is nothing new. Second of all, the Chinese have gotten much more aggressive in the last few years and much more malicious and dangerous, and so we need to push back. Third of all, look, this is bipartisan. I think both sides of the political aisle recognize that China is a serious issue that has to be dealt with. And look, the last thing is the reality is look, people aren't going to vote on China. Everybody wants to be tough on China. They're just going to vote for their person and say, well, that person will be tough on China. So it has nothing to do with politics, everything to do with, I think, a legitimate issue. There's a handful of Chinese companies which either already have or potentially could have a huge presence in the United States, which could be dangerous to the privacy, to the private information, to our national security. And that's why this administration has targeted them. Companies like Huawei, ZTE, and TikTok. So I think we're right where we need to be.
You know, I know that you are a leading expert in national security and foreign policy, so I hate to be the one to correct you, but you're mispronouncing it. It's China.
China.
China. Sorry. That's how the president says it, not... You got. I mean, it just drives the point home, right?
Yeah. No. I you know, I ate Chinese food. You know, when I was a kid, the only restaurant we could go to was the Chinese restaurant because Chinese restaurants were cheap, you know, and you could go and order the cheapest thing on the menu. So basically you could, you know, once a month you got to go to a restaurant and have chicken chow mein and jello, you know, there's always will be a warm spot in my heart for the Chinese people. This isn't about the Chinese people. It's about the Chinese Communist Party. Look, what they want to do is they want to create giant Hoover vacuum cleaners that suck up all the information about Americans that they possibly can. And then they're going to use the advanced technologies that they're availing of artificial intelligence and quantum computing and machine learning to plow through all that information and then figure out how to use it against us. That's what this is about, period. End of statement.
So give me an example, Jim. What would that look like? What would they glean out of that they could use against us?
So for example, one of the things that the Chinese are doing is they have commercial media outlets in the United States. They also conduct, you know, disinformation and propaganda campaigns against Americans. Collecting enough data on what Americans are talking about, saying, thinking, and doing, you can use that information essentially to create algorithms to decide what kind of malicious messages can I put out that might be the most impactful.
Wow.
You could build profiles on individual Americans. I mean, they already started to do this. If you remember back to the Office of Personnel Management theft, cyber theft that the Chinese did a number of years ago, you could take all this different information and build personal profiles on individuals, including everything from facial recognition data to all the personal data, likes, dislikes, and everything else. Then you can start to individually target Americans that you might find offensive or you want to influence. So, yeah, I mean, potentially it's very, very dangerous. And I think people think of Chinese economic cyber espionage, and they think of the Chinese kind of hacking into Lockheed Martin to steal plans for the F-35. That was, you know, China in 2015, where essentially they had a giant hacking army, and they just gave everybody a bounty. Go out and steal something and give it to us, and we'll give you a bounty. And in 2015, they flipped their model. They brought everybody under control of the military. They structured their hackers, and they shifted. Not that they don't still do economic espionage. They mostly do that through, like, human activity now. And the focus of the cyber activity is mapping the American infrastructure, American society, and gathering as much information as we possibly can so we can figure out how to manipulate the Americans with information warfare in the future.
Wow.
That's their stated strategy. And when we have companies like Huawei, who potentially could build a 5G network and send everything that travels over their pipes back to China, or companies like TikTok, where already 14 million Americans are just randomly putting data on there that's going back to China, these are significant issues. And they're not like any other global company. Only Chinese companies report directly to the Chinese Communist Party and have Chinese Communist Party members on their boards, in their management, which are directly responsible to the party. And these are not like political parties like in the West, where we join a political party because we have a political affiliation. And they might give us, you know, instruction and stuff, but it's mostly about policies and issues.
Sure.
In China, the Chinese Communist Party is an organization that controls China, and it tells people what to do.
Well, I mean, I'm glad the president's drawing attention to it. I have a strong feeling that there's not another American politician who would be paying this much attention to this issue 3 months away from a national election, because I don't know that it's something resonates with most voters.
It's interesting because I think it is very, very telling that despite all the talk about elections and everything else, if you look at this administration on, you know, tough foreign policy issues, they've really kind of focused on getting the job done, which is, I think, very admirable, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, that's what you should do, right? You don't forget the day job just because you're running for reelection.
That's true. It's a good point. Jim, listen, thanks for giving us the lowdown on TikTok. I do know my kids who watch it all the time are going to be in withdrawal if this thing actually gets shut down in 45 days.
Well, I think the Microsoft thing's a good option. You know, Microsoft doesn't have a social networking presence. It would be good to have more diversity in the social networking space. They can afford to do all the things to do TikTok right, to protect American citizens' data. China wins on this because if you bite that portion of the company, they're going to get a huge check for that. So everybody wins.
All right.
It's a good move if it works.
JJ Carafano, hey, always a pleasure, buddy. Happy Friday.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Jim Carafano there, heritage.org. Always good to get the good doctor on the radio. Dr. JJ Carafano. You know that, right? He's a PhD. All right, good. We'll be right back.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.